You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Normies bore me, you adore me. Guess we both got that in common. Sense ain't common, so our commas. Why the millions are divided? Tell me something, just this one thing. When you're out of those pajamas, all your pillows weeping willows, I can solve that kind of problem. Lean on me, shawty, I can pay your bill with us. Shoulder boulders like it's nothing, juggling our prohibition. If I lick her, it's a liquor guzzle, gallons of elixir, honey. This ain't funny, drowning in the lake of syrup. Listen, winners often whisper, losers seldom silent, huh? Scenic streets, we get no sleep, busy stunting, saying none. Maybe we can rendezvous. I drive a coupe that's made for two, that's me and you. What else is new? You never know what we might do. Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house.
IG at Terrence Spectacle 41 Facebook. Terrence Spectacle. Shout out to my brother. He is in Dallas doing great things. A deep boy at her. Night out.
Open the safe, crazy, got a lock on the game. Mary and Dawn's keep up with my pace. Never gonna sweat any other's technique, cause that's not important to me. I'm more concerned about we. You and I should go on a date. If not, then we'll fly out and try out a space. And take a night out. You deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend this night at my house. Night out, always turn his heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. You should spend the night out in my town. You won't regret it if you fly out. You should spend the night out in my town. You won't regret it if you fly out, night out, spend the night out in my town. You should fly out, you won't regret it if you fly out, night out, spend the night out in my town. You should fly out, you won't regret it if you.
Sure. What up, though?
What up, though?
Good evening, good evening. I know you all have, like, tons of things to do. You're probably not watching the State of the Union address. You're tuning in with us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
What up, though, Trump? I know he's talking great things. But so are we. Tonight's topic is building careers with a record. We have sponsors, y'all. Sponsors.
Yeah. Shout out to our sponsors.
Our first sponsor is EliteShoppers.com. They are an online marketplace. They have new and used clothing. Check them out. Also, Cardinal Home Healthcare. If you have an aged loved one, they come into the home and prepare meals and hygiene and great conversation holders. So they trust, or excuse me, they're building trust with their clients. Diamonds Body Care. What up, though? She has amazing body scrub and shea butter. So we want to thank you all. Tonight's guest. Where we going to go?
All right.
You can at least introduce him, BMO.
Okay, all right. D'Angelo with BMO. How you doing?
I'm feeling real good.
The Plainview homie. We grew up on the block together, huh? You trying to act brand new or what?
We done came a long way.
We grown up now, though. Man. I'm telling you. That is what's up. Glad for you to be here. But you know what? Who are we?
Oh.
We are
Classy Conversations. Sorry.
Oh, that part. Okay. All right. Got it. So, and let's see who we got. We got
Sino, Cassine. What you go by, Sino or Cassine?
Sino, Cassine.
Both.
Sino, a bad name.
Sino, okay.
I go by Cassine.
Oh, okay. Cassine. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll talk about Sino a little bit. We want to get into that. We want to know about Sino. So we have Cassine Simmons. He is a master barber. He has some celebrity clients as well. You can check him out on East 8 Mile. What's the name of the shop?
TNJ.
TNJ. You've been a barber for how long?
30 years.
Coming through the door. Davina.
Coming through the door.
Hey. She came right on time, y'all.
Right.
I'm a little late.
Oh, it's okay. Better late than never.
Thanks
for coming.
Thank you for coming.
We have Davina Vinay. I think I.
You gave me this.
Girl,
name.
Right. I was like, Vinay, what is it? Davina Vinay. I believe I did help her come up with this name. Yeah. Been friends forever, I think, since the 9th grade. Castec. You smell lovely.
Sorry.
And she has Elite
Artistry.
Artistry. Okay. She changes her name a little bit, but I knew it had something to do with Elite.
Yeah.
Elite Artistry. Where are you located?
I'm located in Southfield.
You don't need the headphones.
Oh, cool. Located in Southfield. 8 Mile and Southfield Road.
Okay. And you go by Davina, Vino, Vinay.
No, Davina Vinay.
Davina Vinay. I love it. Mm-hmm. Again, our topic is building careers with a record. Shoot, it speaks for itself. Hey, I got a record. Does anybody else at the table have a record? Had a record?
Man.
I have a record.
I've gotten
into some trouble.
Is it juvenile records count?
Juvenile records. Shout out to Juvie.
I think all records count.
Right.
Never get rid of them.
Okay.
Right.
Yep, I have a record. You said you have one?
Yes, I have a record. I'm living through my record every day.
Amen. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Okay.
Okay. Overpayment.
Sweet.
Wow.
Don, any records?
No, I don't have any records, but Better Man Outreach. Some of our members do have records. They out here trying to get a second chance, and that's what we all about, helping them move forward. So.
Nice. That's what's up.
Black man, no record. Amen.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Don actually helped me with my community service. So I was at the gyms and helping the guests fill out their paperwork and taking pictures. And
that's nice.
Turkey giveaways for Thanksgiving. So, yes, wow. He helped me get through my probation, honey.
Ever since people found out, because we have a 501c3 mm-hmm. For some of the stuff that we do with the state.
Yeah.
And ever since people found out about that, we've done a lot of work with people with records.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Same kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, fulfilling requirements, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, okay. I don't plan to get in any future trouble, but
definitely not.
That's good to know. Yeah. So, podcast Detroit.
I don't think you ever plan on getting into trouble.
Right, right. It just happens.
That was a horrible night.
Just the next thing you know, you're that whoever that was, bless you. Whoever that poor person was on 94 that had not one, not two, but six police cars behind him and had like two lanes of 94 shut down. I don't know who they had pulled over. It must have been like the new leader of ISIS for six cop cars to be there. But yeah, that person's probably having a bad night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you think?
Prayers for you all.
Right.
For real, right?
She's going to be there for a few days, love.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't have six cars chasing me.
You didn't? No. Not six?
Probably about 12 that surrounded me.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have them chasing me. It was like, yep.
Oh, gosh.
They had the dogs on you, too?
Nope. I don't remember dogs.
Okay. You wouldn't remember.
No? Did they have the dogs on you?
Of course they did.
They did?
Oh, wow.
How many dogs?
Two.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. How many police officers?
About 12.
Ooh.
Oh.
We won't ask what you did.
Whoa.
I am. What you did?
You can ask. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
He overcame that. That's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you like to speak on it?
I got caught
coming back from Arizona with about 1,000 pounds a week.
Okay.
Oh shit.
In the car. And I got pulled over in New Mexico. And that's because somebody told on me.
Mm. Snitches get stitches.
I'm telling you. Mm.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
They locked my ass up.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they wouldn't let me come home for a while. And then sooner or later, the judge felt sorry for me. Because okay. I never got caught before. I'm not right. saying I just was that good at getting away with shit. It's like when men lie to their wives. Mm. Gonna get caught sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm, very you know? True.
That's right.
Look at Don over there alert.
Took a sip on that one.
Okay. No man's too slick.
Mm.
Hello, hello.
Or too quick.
Can I hit that drink one more time?
Did you recently get caught up?
I spiked mine with some 1800. You know, hey.
Spike.
So, yeah, what was going through your mind, I guess, because, I mean, everybody always, when you get caught or get pulled over and you're like, oh, shit, I'm really in trouble. Like, what were your thoughts?
You know, I was like, damn, I'm not going to be able to get back to the D to make this money.
Oh, okay.
That's how selfish and greedy I was.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I was thinking. Then when I was locked up in there, please come on, get me out of here so I can go home. Mm. That's all I was thinking about.
Mm. Mm. So how much time did you serve?
I did 21 months. They sentenced me to 3 to 5, but they was trying to give me
for 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. See, but in New Mexico, the laws is different because it's common.
Yeah, true.
To get okay. caught there because they okay. grow on and all that, you know, other stuff there. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, that was a real.
I was like, you hear stories about people getting that for an ounce.
Yeah, but you got to think back when this happened, this was in 97.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's a little different then.
True, okay. very.
Okay. Little, everything, the laws, everything getting was so different then. That. If I'd have right. got caught now, I'd have been done.
Oh, mm. right. Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
Was this during Reagan time?
No, I don't think Reagan was in office. I think
that
was probably like Clinton.
That was
97. Clinton?
Yeah. That was Clinton, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was locking people up like crazy, Clinton was. So yeah. 1,000 pounds, damn.
You know, that's when everybody started snitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I'm telling you, you know how Detroit is. Detroit is the number one hating the city. Yeah. In the world.
Wow, you think
haters.
So?
And I didn't have no enemies. I never had enemies.
Right.
I never did anything except made my money since I was 11. And somebody told on me because I was making too much money that they thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how the game
So
goes,
it just sure. ended that fast.
Mm. Wow.
And then when I went, after I got my time and they went to jail, they still saying that I was a snitch.
Wow.
'Cause I should have got more time, but then nobody want to look up New Mexico laws. But you know, I get teased all the time for my mother because she was like, where I got caught at was a city called TOC.
TLC?
TOC.
And what does that mean?
Truth or Consequences.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
So I still hear jokes to this day. People still teasing me.
Mm-hmm.
People still wow. teasing me.
So what was. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go I was going to say, what do you do now for a living?
Barber. You know, I do a lot of mentoring now. Because I have a disabled son that I'm raising by myself. So, you know, I tell people all the time, me doing 2 years in prison was the best thing for me. It changed my whole life.
It changed your life in what ways?
The way I had a caveman attitude, you know, towards women, towards people. And it really, really gave me some patience. I ain't had no patience at all.
Mm.
So it gave me a whole lot of patience. It made me think. Because before I didn't think, if I'd have thought my way through what happened, I wouldn't have got caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's definitely an experience that I wouldn't even say, or if something I could take back, I'll take it back. I'm glad I went through it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how I feel with
That's
mine.
Real shit.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm grateful. It saved my life. I didn't even realize like how lost I was within the midst of going through what I was going through. So to really, for real, like, oh, just so you guys know, I went to prison. Mm. So I have a felony on my record, but I went to prison because I had an escort service. So that in itself just like gives you a certain kind of view about somebody. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I get it from both ends. So I get it from like, what? You was that? Tell me about it. Like, tell me how to do it. And then, you know, you get that other aspect like, would you do that to me or would you do that to my people? You know, so mm-hmm. dealing with it from both ways was probably the hardest thing for me. But I'm grateful for the experience. It really grew me up. It showed me a lot. It showed me how naive I was when I thought that I was like on the top of my game. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Seriously, it showed me that the devil come in all faces.
Mm. Wow.
Devil coming off. Yeah.
You don't mind me asking how long you was doing this escort service?
A long time. A long time. It was good money. It was good living.
So were you kind of like considered like a madam?
No, I was considered a businesswoman.
Okay. Okay.
Period. I never allowed anybody to say like, oh, you was a pimp? You was a madam?
Right.
Like
right.
even in the midst of it, like I never took pride in that or glorified that. It was okay. like, no, because I really was a businesswoman. Like, right. I was really taking girls that were, like, in horrible relationships and, you know, getting beat and giving mm-hmm. them a real place. Like, it wasn't like I was, I call it, like, a gorilla pimp. Like, get mm-hmm. out here and make my money. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It was never like that. Like, they called me, like, you working today? You know what I mean? So, it was definitely a bond between the girls and I.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We went to church together. They hung with me. We went to the mall. We went out of town. We did everything together.
Oh, okay.
So some of these girls, you know, didn't have educations. I was helping
like
them do
sister.
Their GEDs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was real. They were living with me. So it was a lot. You know, it was more than just get out here and make this money. That was just part of the task. Mm. You mm. know, so I made them get more money than what they was already doing. That's how I looked at it.
Right.
You know, you fucking a second for five and for a ride. Like,
right. I'm getting some real money.
It's real money, you know?
Right.
So I'm a cosmetologist right now. And, well, that's my profession. That's my career. And I use that skill and that knowledge to actually build my business. I
okay.
ran it like a business. You know, mm-hmm. I had girls that looked at like, why? And, you know, I had to do their hair, do their makeup, give them, you know, etiquette classes on how to deal with people and just men and, you know, things like that and having bringing their personalities out and things like, I know it sounds weird, but that's just really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. having to groom and making sure that they're the best of who they are.
Mm.
So, low key, you was kind of mentoring them. You're talking about
for sure.
etiquette. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, legally, they call it grooming, but, okay. you know, I'll say grooming, mentoring, you know, because mm-hmm. every last single one of those girls that still have contact with me or some type of way, they love me.
Nice.
Not okay. in a like, well, of course they would because you had some type of, you know, grooming or bearing over them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More or less like they knew that I genuinely cared for them. You know what I mean? So one of the girls, she asked me to be the god. Mother of her daughter. For me, I thought it was weird, but I respected it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I have a relationship and a rapport with her daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They call and check on me, you know, with social media and stuff like that. And one of them actually just contacted me like, hey, this is my new Facebook information. How you been? I miss you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never me putting my hands on them. You know, things that are associated with being a pimp or being a madam.
Right,
so
right.
It was never like that, but I overcame it.
Ooh, wow. Yes, she does.
So how?
A lot of questions.
Yeah. Like, ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. One of my questions before you get into those, like, how old was your oldest, the girl that was escorting?
For real. Yeah. I can't even tell you, but I had girls that were in their 40s. I had
okay.
girls that were young. They were older than me.
Okay.
I had a couple of guys. I had two transgender guys. They used
oh.
to really make the money.
Oh, I
yeah.
bet.
Yeah, I heard men make more money
for sure
in that than women.
But I had just got with the two guys kind of like right before I had got arrested. So I mm-hmm. didn't really get to have them be a part of my business as long as, you know, some of the other girls to make the money the way that I know that it could. I
right.
hate to say it that way, but that's just what it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
what it is.
No, that's so, real.
Yeah.
You know, I like to know, you know, I don't want to cut you all up, but when you ran into problems, what kind of problems that you ran into that you had to handle yourself?
Mm-hmm.
This is so funny that you asked me that, right? Like, God is so good because I really never ran into... I had a couple of situations where I really had to step out of character, but I look at it now like, girl, you was stupid. Like, you don't even know what you was putting yourself in danger. You know what I mean? Just stepping out there. Just somebody trying to play you about the money. You know what I mean?
You always made sure that they were safe. She would wait outside or whatever.
They never just went off on their own. You know what I mean? Like, I was literally in another room, right outside the door, you know, in my car waiting, you know, watching. But, and that's how the confrontation happened. Like, you know, trying to leave and then took the money back. Like, where you think you're going? This is not that, buddy.
Right.
Oh, that's what you thought you was doing. Nah, I'm going to need you to run that. Oh, okay. Because we both could go to jail today.
Right.
So they didn't want to go to jail. They looking like, what? So this particular time, this one incident, he tried to get in his car and I was stopping him from getting in his car. We were in Southfield. So I was just like, you're not getting in this car. So he wound up like pushing me and there was snow on the ground. So I wound up falling. So he wound up getting in the car. Let me tell you all about God.
Oh.
His car would not start.
Nah,
okay?
That's what he get.
His Cheap car ass. Would not start. Mm. So I was just knocking on the window like, I don't care how many times, it's just, this is God. Just give me my money.
And he already didn't got his service. And
he already got his
leave.
Service. Like, give me my money. So he wound up giving me my money. And I just let him go on about his day because that's all I wanted at the end of the day. You're not going to play her because she need her money. And I need mine. And have a good day. Call us again.
Right. Right. We're
Without
here.
The bullshit.
Well, all right. Did you ever have to, like, you know, kind of, like, carry you a little something just to kind of let...
Listen, I never, ever carry a weapon on me. That's why I said I was stupid. I really... I never...
You ain't had no mace, no nothing, no taser, no...
Had Jesus.
I'm
not even joking, like, for real.
God protects babies and fools,
babies
okay?
Babies and fools all the time.
Listen, I never had... I screened my calls, though. You know, these weren't people that we were on Michigan Avenue on. We were, like, going to make some money. You know what I mean? Like, we definitely... We had a nice clientele. We weren't just like average Joe Blows. I hate to say it, don't be mad, but if I knew that he was black, we wasn't even servicing them. Period.
It is what it is.
That's I real. Feel you on that one.
Yeah, we're busy.
A lot of black people so, I would like to service today.
I've been dealing with them for a long time.
Like a dollar short and want to get one too many. You know what I mean? So I just never service black guys. Europeans, they was more or less like... They want the full hour, 2 hours mentally because that's where they at. And they out in 5 minutes and we on to the next one. You know what I mean? A brother, he like, I booked the whole hour. I want this full hour.
And
like,
I'm at 57 minutes.
Yeah, like, you come on.
Crazy.
You know, so, yeah. So it was just, it was very, I really ran it like a business. And that's just what it was. Even my judge had said that, like, I have never seen anything ran like a business the way that I'm looking at this right now.
So that showed you that, oh, I can take this energy and put it into my business.
Put it into a real business. Yeah.
Do you think your record has stopped you or hindered you for from getting like other jobs?
Yes.
Say if you weren't, you both are entrepreneurs.
Right.
You know, so did your record say push you in that direction?
It stopped me from going to college. It stopped me, definitely stopped me from getting a lot of jobs because mine was a federal felony. So they look at a federal felony like you can never get rid of that.
Yeah, because of drugs. You can't do school with drugs.
So, it did a whole lot of stopping.
So what happened in the end? Because your situation is, like, remarkable compared to people that, you know, have felonies that have been in your situation that, you know, weren't honored.
You know what?
You know
what,
the gift that you were.
You know, when she say God is with you, I stopped looking at what I did and what I had to do. And my whole focus and goal was to finish raising my son. And so with that, I look up 4 or 5 years later, I filled out to get a pardon from the president. 6 years later, I ended up getting it. But I had to change the way I think, live within me.
Right.
And my attitude for God to allow that to happen. And he said, hey, I'm going to show you what you need to do. I got you. You know, because at first I didn't believe it. You know, and then when he hit me with that, I said, oh, damn, I am on the right track. Because I didn't think I was. Just going to work every day, coming home like a zombie. Didn't think I can never go back to school. Didn't think I can ever show my kids that you can change from the worst situations in the world.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, when once you get that label, you know, that you have a felony or you've been in trouble for real, you know, people look at you a certain type of way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had to tell my friends, I've had to tell my own family members, baby, this could have been you. Maybe not personally with an escort service, but you've been to the bar and had a drink and left.
Hello.
You could have, period. You could have killed somebody.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you could have been in there a lot longer. Yep. I know people in there did a lot longer time just from doing that. A very, very good friend of mine, she wound up having two drinks before she left the house, had one drink when she went to Centaur. She left. She went on the freeway the wrong way. She hit a man on a motorcycle. He lost his arm and his leg. She did 7 years. She was only sentenced to 3. They kept flopping her.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have that stigma like, oh, even a prison, you know, oh, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be successful. Why I'm not? I've heard that a lot. You know, you my friend. Like, you know, I've had people in our circle like, is she going to be okay? Like, are you going to be okay? Like, I was fine before I left. Yeah, I'm going to be just fine. And so now I look here 7, 8 years later. As a matter of fact, I'm doing better than you. That part.
Yikes, that part.
And it's a lot of people that feels like if they have a record, they can't move forward, though. So that's why I be wanting to tell people there's a lot of programs out there. It's a program out there. It's called STEEP. STEEP.org. You can go look at it.
What is STEEP?
STEEP is a skilled trade program. It's ran by a guy named Dino Van.
Okay.
What they do is...
Hey, Dino.
They concentrate on returning citizens. Returning citizens. They give them a second chance. And the funny part about it is, the starting pay is $30 an hour. And when you, when I was around this program, I just seen how the guys opened their eyes. They opened their eyes and they seen some type of hope. And this is a good program. Another good program out there is Betterman Outreach. First, we start off at 11-year-olds to 14. We have a BMO juniors. We coordinate with Timbuktu on the east side.
Okay.
So we start them off at 11. Hey, we start teaching them and mentoring them, teaching them about integrity, teaching them about character, teaching them about, hey, think before you act and think before you speak. So we start off early. Then we have something. We have something at Job Corps. Detroit Job Corps on Rosa Parks, man. Betterman Outreach has a conflict resolution class there. And that conflict... Let me hit that one time.
Cockstrong.
Sorry.
No, what the fuck? I'm going to the jail for. What I'm going to the jail for?
She's like, girl power.
I think I lubricated it when I put it in my mouth.
Sorry about that, Don.
I lubricated it when I put it in my mouth. That's all. That's what happened.
Okay. About this program, because I have a 12-year-old I need in this program.
Well, we have a lot of different programs. Okay. Now that I'm speaking, we have a program at Detroit Job Corps Monday through Friday. It's from 8 a.m. to 3:30. We have 6 classes. We teach them conflict. And conflict resolution just doesn't, it's not about, hey, just walking away. Conflict resolution begins with having the confidence in yourself, the confidence to know who you are. Because if you know who you are, you can walk away.
Absolutely.
Because you don't got nothing to prove. And this class prevents them from getting a felony because a lot of times you're in situations and you just do it, right? You just do it. Then you think about the consequences. But what we teach them is, again, you think before you speak and think before you act. A lot of people are just drawn from their anger. Like their anger, I'm mad, I'm about to shoot dog. I'm mad, I'm about to blow dog.
Right.
What we show them is you can't control what goes on in your world. In your life, around your life, but you can control on how you react to it. And that's just very important. Sometimes you got to reach them where they're at to bring them where you want to take them. So
absolutely,
that's where we at with it.
I love that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's like a lot of problems that us as people, we don't know how to do conflict resolution. And that's why we see a lot of fighting on social media, just in regular life, at the drive-in, at the drive-through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people just do not know how to just say, okay, and walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always like you have to be right and you always have to have the last word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes it is. That's something that I learned for myself. I was a hothead. Mm-hmm. Like, I would slap mm-hmm. you, and you mm-hmm. and ask you to bring your mama so I could slap her too. Mm-hmm. You know, and I look at it now like,
D-girls.
Period. I walk away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, prison, one thing that the number one rule that I learned as soon as I got there, you could do everything as long as you keep your hands to yourself, you'll go home. And I'm like, now how I'm going to do that? Because that's what I was accustomed to. Mm-hmm. Period. You step out of line, you disrespect me, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going there. Mm-hmm. And I made it through without getting flopped by with my hands on nobody. So I came home, I was able to still keep that in mind. Like, I have to be able to control myself. Mm-hmm. It's not even mm-hmm. about anyone else at this point. Mm-hmm. It's about me. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you let someone get you that angry where you lose, you know what I'm saying, your temperament? Where you putting your hands on somebody? Because right. now yep. you're making yourself not only stoop to their level, now you're a bully. Mm-hmm. Because now you know that you can beat this person up because you're really only going to challenge somebody you feel like you can really beat up.
That's right. True.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now you're a bully. I never want to be a bully. If I want to defend myself, I could defend myself. You know what I mean? But I know how to defend myself with words to just get you up off me or literally walk away with no explanation. Mm-hmm. And prison taught me that.
Yep.
You know, so now I show my young people, you know what I mean? Like, hey, it's not even about that. You know, not even putting that in your spirit. You know, watching the fights on social media, doing things like that. Like, do something better with your time. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm really into my business. I don't have time for nothing but my business. It took me a minute to get there. You know what I mean? So being mm-hmm. an entrepreneur is way, way, way harder than going in, clocking somebody's time because you are everything. You're yeah. the accountant. Mm-hmm. You're the person that's working. You're mm-hmm. the scheduler. You're everything. You know, so you, but the number one thing that you are, you're the worker. You know what I mean? So you have to work to be able to build that, but you have to find time to do everything else and be able to put all of that, because after you go and you're done being a worker, you're still a human. You know what I mean? You're still mm-hmm. a father. You're still a daughter. You're still, you know what I mean? Yourself. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, I just had to learn self-control, and that brought me to a whole nother level of being who Davina is. And I'm grateful.
That's dope.
For sure.
Right.
Have you all heard, I know it's been recent talk about, oh, they're giving you preaching. Go ahead. Yes, yes, Vina. It's been talk about the Reform Alliance with Meek Mill. Meek Mill obviously being a celebrity. Okay. He has bread. Okay. He was on probation and I guess out in the street doing street bike riding or something and got stopped. And I think he was sentenced to like, what? I don't know if it was 3 years or something
like that. Mm-hmm.
Because of violating his probation. Like, obviously, that wasn't fair. Okay. With anybody, but of course with Meek Mill.
Wait, why do you feel like it wasn't fair?
I mean, he wasn't shooting anyone. I think, okay, this is my personal opinion. It just seemed like the judge wasn't favorable. He, you know, she didn't like him. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can get a judge like that that's like, in my case, like, oh, we will sentence you for 90 days. But you got, you know, these people, and we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Miss Teacher Lady, and you'll do 3 days. But it took a minute for him to, you know, see who the hell I was. So this lady just seemed like she was just off the top, like, okay, you about to go to prison, or you about to go to jail, okay? You violated your probation. I just thought that that was unfair. If it was a more reasonable judge, maybe, they would have been like, okay, maybe extend your probation. Mm. Not actually take your ass to jail.
Mm. I think his time was a little bit lengthy. But when you are on probation or parole, you got to go by the law. You can't, you know, exclude yourself because you got some money. And but, I understand it's all a business and all, but...
But do you think black people, especially black men, are sentenced harder, that they're made example of more often? You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
That's what I think that it was. Just like, oh, okay. And then... Of who he is. Like, oh, okay, you think you're untouchable. Cool. We about to do this. We about to make an example of you. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, is good, I guess, to the general population. But at the same time, it's just like, come on, bro. He was dirt bike riding or whatever in the street. Like, did he hurt anybody?
could he have hurt someone, though?
Well, I guess that's true, too.
And the answer is absolutely yes. And it was a violation of his probation. I'm not saying, like, oh, he should have did 3 years for it at all. Mm-hmm. But when you break the law, it's consequences, especially if you're doing things to get caught. You are a celebrity. People are going to be, you know what I mean? You are in the eyes of the public. So why would you do anything to put yourself in that predicament? Because your life is in someone else's hands. And guess what? You could have did those three off of riding a dirt bike. So why would you play yourself?
Then remember, she was mad, too, because remember, she wanted that verse.
Right. Right. That's what made it personal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she wanted a shout-out or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, you ain't going to give me a shout-out. Take your ass to jail. How about that?
That's so distasteful.
Yeah.
Right. That part.
Yeah. Some judges, yeah. I mean, they can look at you and be like, I don't like you. Even my judge, what up, though? Thanks. But, you know, he but looked at me and said the same thing.
Or not being a celebrity. We could look at Kwame Kilpatrick. Mm-hmm. We could look at, you know, different celebrities that have been in the news. And I'm not saying, like, Kwame is, you know, a celebrity, but he is a celebrity. Like, that was top news.
He made national news. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anytime you make national news.
Absolutely. So, it's like, it's not like she's not seeing that at home. It's not like she's not reading that. You're not even being on the jury. You're not supposed to, but you at home talking about it with your friends and your family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're going to have some form of biased opinion about anything as a judge, as a jury, a juror. You're going to.
Right.
Period.
Right.
We're human.
Right. Right.
And now the thing is, we're black. That's what it is. This is
I think
real.
It goes to,
let's be real.
Yeah.
Because let's just
we
say.
We get longer and harder probations, parole. In sentencing.
I don't really agree.
If that person was white.
Yeah, I'm kind of with her. I really don't agree all the time.
I got a gravy sentence. I was facing 22 years. They ain't offered me no plea until the day of sentencing. Period, point blank. I'm like, 22 years away? I don't have no babies. I ain't never been in no trouble. 22 years. Meanwhile, I only did three. Standing on my head. I didn't have to snitch out nobody. I didn't have to do nothing ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to pay off nobody. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I had some girls that were white as hell. They did way longer time, even on parole. Like, they were same parole officer, ignorant. Oh, sit down. Go sit down. Oh, okay. You was late. Go sit down. 2-3 days. Like, dang. I never dealt with that, but I never put myself in that predicament. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Period. Because I knew at the end of the day, I didn't want to sit down for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I seen it the other way. And that's on a personal tip. I've seen it the other way. Mm-hmm. I've seen the white girls really get scolded. Like, dang, they playing. I'm so grateful, you know, that I don't have to go through that. But again, I didn't put myself in that predicament for one because my mama wasn't having it. And my friends wasn't having it either. They like, no, we've been through too much.
I miss Grace.
So, exactly. So, I've seen it play the other way around. I have.
Okay.
So, I just have a different opinion on that, just, you know, a little bit. Because sometimes being black, it may get on the news, and the white men don't get on the news. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You look at the population of why the white boys are in prison and why the black boys are in prison. They do, you know, they may lock up black people more for drugs and things like that. But they locking them white boys up, too.
Dang, I was, dang.
It's more white girls in prison than it is black. Period.
It was about even for about 3 days.
I mean, I was in prison in Lewisburg, and hey, to me, it seemed like we all in there equal. Every different race, we all in there. Ain't no more whites than blacks than Mexicans, and shit, even gay people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all in there even, and you all got to be in there watching your back.
Yes, yeah, that part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like getting out. Why, if you don't mind me asking, why did you? Were you a barber beforehand?
I was been a barber. See, I was my auntie. I'm originally from Miami, and my auntie owned a barbershop, and that's why I picked it up at being at the age of 5. So they always been in me. So throughout the years, I just played around with it, cutting hair on the front porch. But when I finally, when I really started making money in the streets, I stopped. And then after I got caught and everything, I was, oh shit, I had to come home, find a job I didn't want to work, working 80, 90 hours a week, you know, and it's like, okay, something got to change. I needed time because at the time my son had started developing seizures. So I'm the only one that had to take care of him. So, okay, what do I do? So I picked the skill back up and I end up, even when I was locked up, it helped me pass the time. So I end up picking it up and I said, okay, when I build up enough clientele in that basement, it's okay, it's time to go. okay. it's time to go. So that's when I end up like, damn, I ain't really realized that I was this good.
Did you cut hair in prison?
Yeah, a whole lot. They even took me off. I was so good. They even took me out of Lewisburg, the COs, to go to their house to cut their kids.
Oh, wow.
Kids, grown-ups.
Oh, you had a chance to leave?
And yeah. I had a chance to leave. I had a chance to eat Wendy's, right. Burger King.
Right.
I had a chance, Pizza Hut. It was so good.
Oh, man.
It was so good. So, yeah, that's what barbering, you know, did for
me. Learning a trade.
Yeah, when I go to school.
Yeah, I was doing hair prior to me catching a felony. And when I came home, it was just like, I never wanted to be denied. You know what I mean? Anywhere. I've only been denied one place because I've only tried out for one place, which was like Uber. And it was just like, well, they sent me back the letter. I legit cried.
I can't drive for Uber either.
I legit cried. Like, oh my God. I called my mama like, you know, it was like a denial trying to get into college. But for me, it was just like, I've always stood on my own. So for somebody to tell me no. And, like, firmly say, like, no. And it was nothing that I could do to, you know, be able to change that no.
Right.
It was kind of heartbreaking for me. But at that time, it was also a blessing because it was just like, thank God for a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, thank God that I am my own woman and, you know, can stand on my own 2 feet. Because I don't have that testimony to be able to be like, you know, I had to do this and I had to do that. And I had an amazing support system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I came home, like, hitting the ground running. My people was happy that I was back home talking about I was doing hair and nails. Mm-hmm. Like, can I come?
I was pregnant with the same weave for months. I'm coming there. They pat my baby down and me. And I'm like, Vina, look at my hair. She's like, I'll be out soon.
Yes.
Just hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Vina, do you remember doing my hair a long time ago?
I don't.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm so much better now.
Was she came in New York or was she here?
She was here. Remember, I think I came home. I think we were living in New York. Okay. You was like, my friend Davina do hair. I think that was before she went in, right? Yeah. And you did my hair. You did my hair, like, I think twice.
Girl, you got to give me another chance. I'm way better now. Because
then, like, a couple of years later, she was like, Davina went in. And I was like, for what? And she told me. And I was like, when was she doing that? She was like, it's a long story. I was like, oh, man.
Girl, the day I went in, I had appointments. They was at the shop waiting. Like, dang, that is bad. I can't even call her collect. Like,
right.
But, yeah, I let me tell you guys before we – I know the time is about to get ready to short, but let me tell you seriously, like, what – my profession has given me opportunities to do something that someone that I've always been, what you said, is just like a mentor. You know what I mean? It has always given me an opportunity to mentor to these young women. I'm auntie to so many girls. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, thank you. Y'all call me cuz or something. Like, y'all making me seem old.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I am. I'm sister to so many. I'm sis. SUS SIS SISTER, you know what I mean? Friend, I'm best friend, BFF, bestie. I am that to so many people, and I'm so grateful that God has given me opportunity to really be the best that I can be for them. You know what I mean? To really be able to share my testimony, because a lot of people will hide that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't wear it as a badge of honor at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that it made me a better person.
Yeah,
I tell people, like, it was the best time of my life. I literally just said that to somebody, and they're like, I'm like, I always live my best life. I made that situation the best that it could be. You ask anybody that was in that prison with me, they will tell you, like, oh, no, she lived it. I remember when I came home, remember we went to Lucky's, that girl was like, you was rich in prison. I'm like, I was? But, you know, you get labels and things like that, but I really lived my best life while I was there. And not just saying it because it's a song, like, literally, I had 3 years, three down days, you know, because I knew that they weren't going to be able to keep me. I knew that I was going to be able to go home and still be able to live my life.
Right.
And, you know, so now when she asked me, I was like a pimp, I never allowed people to call me that because I really didn't look at it. I really looked at myself like helping these girls get it out of a bad situation. I was for real with a GED book with these girls, like, you got to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to do better and she will tell you, literally tell them, like, listen, I always tell you coochie till you're 89. But hopefully you get in 8 or 9 days so you can get this money because it's quick and get on and be better.
Right.
I didn't want to stay and be, you know, for them to be up under me and for me to do that. You know what I mean? For them to do that forever. It was just like a quick hustle. Get your money and get better. So for me to do the time, I'm grateful for that time because it definitely changed me. It humbled me so much. Mm-hmm. It taught me, like I said, it showed me that the devil come in all faces, smiling, mm-hmm. frowning, mad, mm-hmm. sad. Mm-hmm. Sister, brother, cousin, mama, friend. Like, it really do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and that's one of my worst fears, though. One of my worst fears is to do not think before I act and go to prison and leave my little girl. I don't have a record. I experienced prison, but in my household, we did. My father went to prison for 13 years, and it affected his life, but it also affected our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It affected our lives because our father wasn't in the home. We didn't have I didn't have that male role model to look up to. And it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, man, one of my worst fears is to have my little girl grow up like I grew up. And that's why I work so hard. That's why I tell these guys who do have records, hey, man, just because you have a record doesn't mean, again, it's not going to stop you from moving forward. If you got a dream, you got to work hard to make mm-hmm. it reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everybody to know who do have a record, man. There's hope out there. I believe in you. Better Man Outreach believe in you. We believe in you. Just keep working, man.
Yeah. Please don't make the record worse.
Right. Yeah.
Because a lot of them think, because I have a record, oh, well, you know what? Fuck it. I might well go on and do this.
Mm-hmm.
I might well go on and do that. No, because if you get it's worse mm-hmm. than what it was, and then you dig a hole for yourself you can't come out of.
And mm-hmm. people will still hire you with a record.
Yeah. They sure will.
Yeah, just unfortunately, I mean, not even to say that, but I just say that I've had relationships with principals that know my character. You know what I'm saying? That looked out for me. That said, Ms. Banks, we know who you are. Mistakes happen. We got people in here that shit got worse things going on than you. So come aboard. But if you don't know me and you see that and I have to disclose that, even though I'm like the ultimate, you know, teacher, they're like, oh, well, we're not really sure about you and decline me for whatever reason. And I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to ask. Oh, OK, it's a DUI. Like, oh, misdemeanor. Nope. Next. All right. Cool. So, yes, you can still get hired. Shout out to the job that I'm employed at now, but I'm still a hustler, entrepreneur. And what I've realized is that people with records, it pushes you to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People close the door on your face so many times, you're like, bitch, I'm about to open up my own door.
Let's go. Great. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes you work harder. Like, let me show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you how to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
In closing, I know we're reach for time.
Right. I mean, I guess I just really want everyone to kind of give what would be your, you know, words of encouragement to someone that is in this situation where they, you know, they have a record and they kind of really don't have anyone to turn to and they may be discouraged. What would you guys say to them?
Two sentences.
I would say that there's really hope out there. There's programs out there that can help you. You know, you don't need family. You don't need friends. Really, all you need is yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the thought process that you want to do better. And when you want to do better, you will. You'll be better. And that's real.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Nice.
I would definitely tell them, you know, definitely forget everybody else and just believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And believe. Mm-hmm. Definitely. If you can't believe in God, then how are you supposed to believe in you? And then if you have kids, just really think. You do not want them. Because when I went down, dominoes fell.
Mm.
So just believe in yourself. You don't need nobody to believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
He already do believe in you. Mm-hmm. You don't need him to tap you on the shoulder and tell you because you're here. Mm-hmm. So just believe in yourself.
Nice. What about you, Don?
I'll just say, man, if you got a dream, you just got to work hard. You just got to work hard to make it reality. Stop dreaming. And just start living. Just always remember that you're smart, important, needed, and just keep moving forward, man.
Okay. Wow.
Can we invite these two to BMO for
I would love
a session?
I would love it. Go on our page, BMO-Detroit.org, Facebook, BMO, D'Angelo Moore, Facebook, Better Man Outreach Incorporated. Check us out.
Sweet. Okay, nice. Well, shout out to our sponsors. Once again, EliteShoppers.com. Also, Cardinal Home Healthcare. Shout out to the Deans. Mm. What up, Ebony and Timothy?
They're watching.
Yay. Love y'all. And also our other sponsor, which is Diamonds Body Care.
With the best sugar scrub ever.
Ever.
And Dapper Men. So, yeah, she got stuff with the beards and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I need beard work.
Yeah. Well, I
got to
plug myself.
You got to plug yourself.
Plug yourself by the Nina Vinay Branch on Facebook, Elite Artistry on Instagram. Thank you.
All right. And we are Closet Conversations, Closet with the K, Conversations with the K with the Z at the end. We're on Instagram and also on Facebook. We're doing Facebook Live right now. And check I am out. Chrissy Mack. Check me out on Facebook, Chrissy with the K, Mack, M-A-C, Instagram, Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y underscore Mack, M-A-C, 1111.
And I'm Berkeley. You can check out his shirt. Represent B-E-R-K-L-I, Berkeley's Closet on Instagram, Berkeley Banks on Facebook. And again, check us out. We are
Closet Conversations.
Love
Thanks for
y'all.
Listening.
Thank you for having us.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.